It's almost President's Day, and this year, I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
5 a.m. I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
President's Day savings are happening now at the Home Depot with up to 40% off select appliances. Looking to upgrade your fridge? Check out LG's newest model, serving up ice in all kinds of styles. Cube, crushed, craft ice, and now new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. From cold brew to fizzy favorites, these refrigerators will have you entertaining like a pro. Shop President's Day savings and get up to 40% off, plus free delivery on select appliances like LG at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $1,498 or more. Offer valid February 5th through the 25th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
It's a smile on your face.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I'm happy to be out here. You know, it's a beautiful day out here in Fort Myers. It's another day of baseball, so nothing I'd rather else be doing right now. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So if you go back a year ago, here's a test for you. A year ago, how you feel right now, like in terms of having fun playing the game of baseball? Because last year, everything probably was a whirlwind.
Yeah.
There was probably some anxiety.
Yeah.
And now you're like, okay, I know how this works. Mm-hmm. Are you having more fun now?
Yeah, a lot more fun than last year for sure. Last year was really tough. Looking back on it for sure, I was definitely nervous. I was going through it a little bit in spring, just through negotiations and just
learning, that's another thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, learning people, learning my new teammates and stuff through spring. Just kind of walking into a whole new locker room and, you know, having the whole negotiation going on and everything. It was a lot going on at once, and maybe that anxiety definitely showed up a little bit more than normal for sure, because I never really experienced anything like that. So, yeah,
it was when you go, so you mentioned that, like, I remember, obviously, I saw you your entire spring training, and you did struggle at the beginning.
Yeah.
How much of that, when you look back, like when you talk about the contract stuff, which we almost forget, was that tough to balance at that, looking back at that?
Yeah, there's a lot going on, more than what I'm used to. I mean, like, it wasn't even like a lot really, but it was just a lot going on, not really being settled, and learning a lot at the same time also, and being able to balance all of it at once, just doing, you know, my multiple positions.
That's great. Think about all the stuff you had to, like, were you dealing with, man?
Yeah, doing my multiple positions and then going back home and talking about the extension on the phone and stuff like that, and balance my teammates, learning everybody.
You didn't even know names.
No, just trying to learn everybody all at once and learn personalities and stuff, and learned, you know, try not to get in the way also. Learn my coaches also. It's like a lot going on. And just how fast everything was the year before that, I didn't really have the time to really catch up with anyone, like, who I kind of maybe passed last year.
Yeah, you were like, you were on like four teams a year.
Yeah, and so it was different for sure, but it feels a little completely different this year for sure.
So, not to belabor like this whole contract thing, but I totally forgot about it. It was around this time.
Yeah,
you remember the first time that day that where you were when your agent said, "Hey, by the way, they want to talk contract." Were you here?
No. It was in the off season, so it went on for a long time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We were on your radio, and I could tell that you were.
Yeah, it was. I want to say it was honestly going on around that time too.
Yeah.
At Laspen Fan Fest. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Around that time also.
So where was it by the time you get to Fort Myers, was it already?
It wasn't already set. We were still.
No, I know, but it was where you, like, by then you had the talks had already started.
Oh, yeah.
You knew that was part of the equation.
Yeah, exactly. It was a part of the equation for sure. We were talking about it. and we wanted something to work out on both sides, so we just kept going back and forth and everything. My agent obviously did all the talking and stuff, and
but still, he's updating you. Did you want to be updated? Like, a lot of guys don't.
Yeah, because I didn't really understand the process of that. I never really had that in mind, because, like, when I was playing, when I played the game of baseball, I wasn't thinking contract, extension, anything. You know, I was young. I still am young, but I was coming up through the minors, just kind of like playing as hard as I could every day, focused on trying to get better each and every day. And then I got hit with that after the season, which I didn't really know anything about or never really heard of it. It caught me by surprise. So going into the off season, just kind of having these conversations and stuff was cool. And then I definitely put a lot of pressure on myself coming back into camp, big league camp, for the first time also, just in front of different people, in front of fans and stuff like that, just being exposed to a lot of different things I've never been exposed to before, all at once. So it was a lot going on, for sure.
So thinking back of it, because I just knew, we obviously didn't know about the contract stuff, but we're just looking at it as like, okay, well, this guy's trying to make the team. Like, so we're watching you every step. We're watching you field balls at second base. All of it. And again, like, we don't even know the other stuff is going on.
Yeah, no one knows. No one knows what really you're going through or, like, what you're thinking about at all times. It was just a lot of stress and pressure a little bit on me, I feel like, because I want to do good anytime I play baseball. And I didn't really know how the negotiating and stuff worked, if that affected that one thing in hand. And it didn't, because it was had nothing to do with what I was doing in spring or even after the spring it was supposed to be.
Yeah. So you didn't. So it was more of like,
it was supposed to be before the season.
Yeah. But I mean, like, in the spring, like, you struggled at the beginning, but then you turned the corner.
Yeah.
And you did well.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if sometimes, guy, somebody says something to you. Maybe it's Alex, whoever. Somebody said, "Hey, don't. It's okay."
Yeah.
It's okay. I don't know if anyone did that.
Yeah. Everybody, my agent, my Brez, AC, everybody let me know. Just be myself, you know, calm down a little bit, because some of my actions were very fast and out of control sometimes. But just try to be myself as much as possible. They knew what I was going through. I think they were probably the only ones that knew what I was going through at that time, and knew that it was a lot kind of handed to me all at once. But it was... They handled it well, and they let me know everything they were thinking, and I let them know what I was thinking.
I remember watching Alex sit down with you in Clearwater.
Yeah,
that game. I think you struck out like four times.
Yeah, I struck out like four or five times in a row.
But he's sitting there next to the dugout. He's like, calls you over and sits down, and it's just like, it's okay.
Yeah. I was trying to just calm me down and stuff, because he knew I was frustrated. That was just baseball that day, just frustrated, trying to get some at bats and stuff, and just kind of get used to that quality of pitching. I believe we faced.
Oh, that was Jesus Sanchez.
Yeah, it was. It was a little lefty. It was another different.
Oh,
lefty.
Was it?
Okay. Alvarado.
Alvarado.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Alvarado. Yeah. Whoever was his nasty.
Yeah, it was throwing like a 99.
Yeah.
From the left side.
Yeah.
Yeah, tough game. game for spring.
Yeah, I don't want to. So I want to focus on the positive.
Yeah.
So it is, you know, but the reason I bring all this stuff up is because it is it's crazy to think about what a year ago it was, like what difference a year it makes, and how you feel. Mm-hmm. And so we're just starting to play games now, but how do you feel confidence-wise? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's been well documented. You got bigger, you got stronger, you changed your approach a little bit, or your stance. So, as we sit here right now, how much more confident are you?
I feel really confident.
Yeah.
Going into spring, I feel a lot more comfortable. I think that's the main thing, comfortable and confident. Going into the spring, I put on some size, worked on my swing, got some things adjusted that I need to get adjusted, and I feel like I'm in a really good spot to go into the spring. Feels completely different than last year, in my opinion. I feel like I'm in a way better spot.
How, and again, you probably been asked about how much, like, size did you put on?
I gained about 13 pounds this offseason. I'm 215, 216 right now. I ended the season last season at 202.
Okay. Yeah. And I imagine your body size is the same.
It's not high. It's not high. It's not.
Can you feel it when you swing? Can you feel, like, the strength? Can you feel, like, the power?
Yeah, I feel it when I run.
Oh, really?
I feel a little bit faster. And I do feel it in my swing and stuff, but I feel like I did a good job of balancing it out. Like, I like I was working out and running and stuff as I was getting in the way, so it evened out pretty well.
It's interesting, you know, we look at, like, last year I was talking to Mikey Romero, who was on the other side of the clubhouse from you guys, right? Mm-hmm. He was in your spot, right? Mm-hmm. It's like trying to make team. Mm-hmm. You guys, all three, you, Roman, Marcello, yeah. Hey, listen, the goal is to make the team. Yeah. You were the only one that did.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you look at it now, you're sort of in this similar situation where you're like, you're trying to make the team, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so how does that feel? Do you feel like that? Do you feel like, hey, you know, I am just laser focused, much mm-hmm. like you were last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm more focused this year than last year.
Really?
I feel like I'm a lot more focused because I actually have a plan and like a goal and a routine every day that I have to go do.
You didn't have that last year?
No, I didn't really have it. My routine was to try to repeat what I did the year before that in 24. But like even in 24, I was just like showing up and just balling. So it was like, I mean, obviously I have a routine of like I hit, you know, before the game and go over the pitchers and stuff like that. That's what everybody does. But having my own personal routine that gets me ready, specifically something for me that gets me ready for each and every day.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit without giving away trade secrets.
Right.
What are some of the things that you locked in?
Yeah, from the hitting side, I have my own routine when it comes to my warm-up. I have three specific drills I like to do every day that gets my swing dialed in the right direction. Mm-hmm. From the defensive side, I have a routine that we have a routine now. Yeah. I do with the outfielders, and it's specific to what I need to work on. And every day when we're hitting on the field, I have to go power shag and get my reads out there because I know that helps me. It puts me in a better spot to be able to react into a game.
Mm.
We do the drills as a group and everything, but there's some things that you have to do on your own. Outside of a group that is going to make you better for the season.
Do you feel like focusing on...
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
The outfield that's really helped as well. We're just saying, hey, listen, you're an outfielder.
Yeah, that helps too. I've always been back and forth, like really since I've really been playing. I've always been back and forth. So focusing on the outfield definitely helps. Being out there every day helps me get better at it for sure. Getting my sights right, just being in the same area kind of every day also, it helps a lot. So
what are you better at? Like, what do you feel like, how much better of an outfielder are you? Like, because you, listen, I mean, in Texas, you almost make this unbelievable catch,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you were a bad outfielder, but what are you better at now as an outfielder?
Well, my reads are a lot better. My angles are a lot better. Opening my hips up and being able to change direction is a lot better. For me, I've been mainly working on right now, though, is my first step, going straight to the ball. Judging some of those tough reads when you're in center field, like, when the ball's hit right at you sometimes, like, have you seen an outfielder go back and then it ends up being way forward and they can't get to it?
Mm-hmm.
Or they run forward and it goes way back. I think that's the toughest thing about center field.
They teach you when you're like in little league, they say
yeah.
It's tough back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta really pay attention to see how it sounds coming off the bat, because you can tell when the ball's really hit.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And you can tell when it's not hit. You gotta really dial in and listen. And even if you can't hear it because the stadium's super loud sometimes, you just got to make a good read. First steps back always, and then you can always adjust for it. But some people are different. You know, some people go really good for it, and some people go back really well. Just depends on who you are.
Do you watch any – like, do you, like –
I'm my own teammates. We got about four great outfielders. I mean, that's all I got to watch if you think about it.
I said that. Yeah. Like, it's not bad, right?
Yeah, I watch my own teammates, especially Rafaela. And
Have you ever talked to him about, hey, how come you're so good?
No, they help me. They help me when I'm out here now. They talked to me, Willie talked to me today, telling me to just backhand a ball. So, like, he was just giving me tips and heads ups and stuff like that, like, because they know I'm transitioning and I've never really been out there for these drills. So I watched them and they helped me out. And like when a ball's heading into a gap and I can cut it off instead of trying to get around it, just go ahead and backhand it, set your feet and throw it back in. You know, little things like that. Just little instinctual.
That's good,
things.
Man. Yeah. So people are going to hear this and they become better outfielders, kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what it's all about. Just watching your teammates around you, especially when they have those skill sets. They're both gold glovers and they have that skill set to be out there and be consistent every day. And they know what they're good at and they've been doing it for a long time. I know Rafaela been in the infield and outfield a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think he came up as an outfielder, right?
Not a shortstop.
He came up as a shortstop. They ended up being in the outfield.
But listen, I mean, I think this focusing on one thing. That's the thing, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I felt bad where, like, you were trying to figure out how to hit and learning three positions.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just glad that, you know, that you're able to do that. Mm-hmm. When it comes to hitting, what is a lot has been documented, like, people love going and looking at, like, your stance. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, he's doing this and he's doing that, and that's changed. Tell me, I want to hear from you. What are you doing different hitting wise?
Right, my hands were high last year. Yeah. I brought them down to my shoulder. It helps me get to the low pitches. I had really a lot of trouble last year.
When did you do that?
Pitches. When?
Yeah.
As soon as the off season started.
Right. You knew you were going to do this?
I mean, yeah. I didn't know from the season. We started talking about it. I went home, talked about it with the coaches, and my dad helps me out too with my hitting. And we talked about it and looked at a lot of the great hitters around the league. Start with their hands low or get their hands low before they swing. High hands are tough. There are some people who do have high hands, but they usually tend to bring them down before the pitch is thrown and then go straight to the ball. Mm-hmm. Especially so they can keep it off the ground and not smother it down. I feel like last year I really smothered a lot of balls into the ground because my hands were super high and I had a long way to go. And I was really disconnected also because, like, I would load late and have to go from up to down and go down even more to try to get to that pitch.
And you have a hard time elevating the ball.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you want to elevate the ball because ground balls are outs now in the league. So I want to elevate that ball and at least get line drives out of it. Worst comes to worst, you know what I mean? Because you're not going to hit a home run every time, but I don't want to hit them straight into the ground either.
Yeah.
So lowering my hands gets me in a better position to be able to get to those pitches easier, in my opinion. And I'm here, and I go straight to the ball off my back shoulder. So I get that elevation I really want on those pitches. And I'm still able to hit high pitches and everything. I can still hit the four-seam fastball, all of that. But it just helps me get to those low pitches a little bit better so I don't smother them into the ground.
And could you notice, because the first time you sort of were able to implement that in a game was Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah. It was weird in Puerto Rico. That was my first time ever, like, applying it and playing with my hands like that. Yeah. So I was thinking about it and stuff the whole time, like moving them down and making sure they're right.
Awkward.
Yeah, I felt awkward at first. But I kind of needed that because now it feels normal. Like I just get into the box and my hands are there now. Mm. Before I was like working in the mirror, videoing myself, doing all these things at home, trying to work these things out. So whenever I came to camp, I would be ready. But Puerto Rico came up in the middle.
It's good, though. You had that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's a good thing. I actually got to work it out down there. I was just DHing, working on that, and getting myself in a comfortable position to where I could come into camp in a comfortable space because, like, I needed that. So I didn't come here and have to think about, all right, move my hands down, do this with my feet, like, because I don't like playing, like, mechanical, like that super mechanical.
Yeah.
I'm just let me go in.
Well, again, like, go back to last year, you have a million things in your head and, like, you're thinking about up, down, round, guy blowing 99, like all of that.
Some new pitches too.
Some
new things that I haven't seen before. Quality, I would say. I've probably seen them before, but quality's a lot better. Getting used to that. And kind of like I always tell everybody, it reminds me of my freshman year of college, just going in from high school. You've seen these pitches before, but the quality is a little bit different. It's a little bit harder. It's not as easy. So I struggled really bad going into my freshman year. Then I didn't get to play. I was a redshirt freshman.
Yeah.
Went to go play some summer ball, which reminds me of Puerto Rico. Got my bats in. did well.
This is it. This came, is where came, going through the same thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, came back, and I did great my sophomore year, and that's what I'm looking forward to this year. I feel really good. I feel like I'm in a really good spot.
That's awesome. So, like, since your time here, like, it's you feel like you're hitting the ball. You're like, everything. You're excited, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm super excited this year. I was excited last year, but I was, I think, more nervous than excited.
Yeah. Like, look, but that's what we do. Like, I talk about it, like, you look back, you're excited, you don't even know what you're going through.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my goodness, it was a completely different deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a lot to take in. But it was cool. It was really cool. I think I was really happy. I had success and I failed a little bit at the same time. Like, when I went up, it wasn't just straight up just failure from the get-go. Yeah. It was, I had my success. I beat some guys. Then I got beat a little bit. Yeah. And now I got to find my way back. And that's part of it. I feel like everybody kind of goes through that.
Well, this is the first time in your life you failed, right? I mean, like you said, like freshman year of college.
Yeah.
Maybe,
but I got redshirted, so I didn't get to play the season. Yeah. But
you don't get a chance to redshirt.
No, but it's better because...
You get to keep playing.
Exactly. You get to keep playing. In college, it's like you got your 2 or 3 years to figure it out, and then that's it. So it's a little bit better. You get to work it out here and figure it out, and you got coaches that really care and get to help you out each and every day.
Your bat speed, you still the same?
Yeah, my bat speed is still the same.
No, the reason I'm just thinking of machines. I'm just thinking of, like, measurements and stuff like that.
Yeah, my bat speed is still the same. I'm still swinging it fast. Yeah. We still do bat speed and stuff. I do it. Like once or twice a week now, since I've been through the whole
thing. I just want to seem smart, like I know what I'm like.
Yeah, you know, you got to know your core force.
So the I want to come back to something you said about not even knowing like how contracts work with extensions.
Yeah.
When extensions are now done, which like you say, oh, like now, I mean, it's part of your world. Like, you know that. So when somebody talks about or signs an extension like you did, are you like, do you look at it a different way? You look at the business of baseball a little bit different.
Yeah, because like I was learning about it, the business of baseball, whenever it happened to be.
Yeah.
And I understood what was going on in the whole process and everything. So it was a good opportunity for me and my family and the team too. Like, it was a win-win situation in our opinion. Yeah. And looking at other people's situations and stuff, I think it's a really good thing, especially for young players who make their way up really fast. The team loves them, loves what type of person they are, loves their efforts or what type of player they are, and is willing to take a chance on them. I think it's a really good thing. It's almost like it's a blessing. Like I said, I never really thought about it coming up. Like, I was always just ball, like play hard. And then I just feel like it was a big blessing for the team to really look at me and be like, we can see you being a part of our future. We want you here for a long amount of time. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a blessing. Anybody who can have that happen for them and their family, that takes the opportunity for that to happen, I think that's a really good thing.
People look up to you and ask you questions about it someday. Mm-hmm. You know?
Like, yeah, exactly.
You just kept it quiet.
I talked to my family about it, my agent about it. I kept it pretty quiet, chill. I didn't try to make it a big scene or anything. Yeah. I didn't want it to blow up. You know, I wasn't really into that.
I didn't really want to go
up, because I knew once it came out, it was going to be a big deal. So,
well, it was.
Yeah, exactly. It was. Yeah. And it came out a couple days into the season. Yeah, so yeah. It was cool. It's a good thing for anybody who can go through that process.
Well, listen, I'm psyched for you, man. Like, it's going to be a great year. And most importantly, you're a great lesson, you're a great example of how this whole thing works, mm-hmm. right? How, like, it's chaotic, there's lessons to be learned, mm-hmm. there's great times, there's tough times, and mm-hmm. then, but to learn your lessons and to come out on the other side, and mm-hmm. now you're going to go dominate, there you go.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And I have a younger brother also, so I always...
He's looking up to you.
Yeah, I know. I always feel good about that, being able to talk to him and let him know the type of things he's going to go through and the type of things he needs to get ready for. Because I'm the oldest sibling in my family, so I pass down whatever I get to my brother and sister.
Yeah.
My brother plays baseball, so
more
my brother. So it's good. I always just give him a heads up of what's coming and everything. And he looks up to me, so I always try to be my best to set it because it's a good example.
That's good. You're a good guy. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.